Hello there, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Or
nope.
No? Okay, we can then proceed in that case. Thank you so very much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age, please, ma'am?
46.
46. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and move forward. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
Oh, African-American? Black. Thank you. Let's move forward. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting abortion rights, any number 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
10.
Okay. Funding for mental health services?
8.
Okay. Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations?
0.
Okay. Protecting democracy and our voting rights?
10.
Thank you very much. Improving K-12 education?
5.
Thank you. Lowering rent?
0.
Thank you. Cracking down on illegal drugs?
10.
Thank you. And your opinion is very important. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have
okay,
no
100
opinion,
is good and 0 is bad, right?
Pretty much, exactly. 100 is very favorable and warm, or 0, it's, of course, cold and unfavorable. You can use any number from 0 to 100. You may use, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden.
Okay. 1. Oh, no, I'll give him a 3.
Okay. MAGA Republicans?
70.
Ron Wyden?
Ron Wyden. 11.
Kamala Harris?
1.
Donald Trump?
70.
J.D. Vance?
40.
Republicans in Congress?
Republicans in Congress?
Mm-hmm.
9.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum.
Who?
Janelle Bynum.
Janelle Bynum? Don't even know who that is.
Bynum. Okay. No, I've never heard of her. Democrats in Congress?
Democrats in Congress?
Mm-hmm.
3.
Lori Chavez Zaremer.
20.
Thank you. Moving forward, ma'am. Now, I know it's still a long way up, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Trump.
Thank you. And moving forward, I know it is still a long way up, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Arena or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Is there a third party candidate?
No, not under these circumstances. On this particular, I just have those two.
I refrain right now.
On this item? Okay, I understand. Even though you say that you are undecided or that you wouldn't vote, if you had to decide, which candidate would you
lead?
Oh,
I didn't say I was undecided. Oh, wait, you mean on that one?
Chavez-Arena? Chavez-Arena or Janelle Bynum? Lori Chavez-Arena or Janelle Bynum? If you are undecided, please say so.
Maybe Chavez.
Chavez-Arena, okay? Even though
you're
not
considering...
And your opinion is extremely important. Thank you. No, that's okay. We're at 56%. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all that you might
slight
support
chance.
Her? Slight chance, just a very slight chance. And do you approve or disapprove of the way of Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Slightly disapprove.
Okay, somewhat disapprove. Thank you. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez de Remer and Janelle Bynum. As a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Arena led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics. And knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't. But let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Arena or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. And moving forward as well, now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. A 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 that it is not at all a convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum. For too long, people have been focused...
So 0 is no and 10 is absolutely...
Not at all convincing, correct.
Is 0 not at all convincing?
That is correct.
Okay,
5 somewhat convincing and very convincing is 10, but you can use any number from
any
0
number
to
of 10. Okay, that's good.
Feel.
Lots of stuff on my brain.
No, that's all
right.
That's fine. Perfect. These are rather short statements. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you're representing. As a mom, a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the chances our communities need. 0 to 10.
0. It's politician doublespeak.
Mm-hmm. Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pocket so we can get ahead from 0 to 10.
Oh, so communism, that's a zero.
Okay, Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as her, as a daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. 0 to 10.
Maybe 3.
Okay. Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. 0 to 10, please.
0.
Okay, moving forward now with the 80% almost done sometimes. Over the course of the survey, people's opinion changed. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez the Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Well, since I've heard what Bynum's for, then I'd have to I'd have to grit my teeth and vote for Chavez.
Okay, your opinion is extremely important. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez the Dreamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez the Dreamer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Lori Chavez the Dreamer.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? What's the scale again?
In this case, it's just you're going to use a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all if it concerns you.
Or if it concerns me or if I support it.
If it travels you. Please tell me how much each one troubles.
It's a scale of 1 to 5 of if I don't like what is said.
You can use a great deal or quite a bit, just some or not at all. Lori Chavez the Dreamer sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. A great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all. Politician doublespeak.
Okay. Lori Chavez the Dreamer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and has taxpayers foot the bill. From limos to luxury trips to golf, she spent her time in her multi-million-dollar home in Arizona and at the parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. Great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all concerned.
Name a politician who doesn't. Not on my radar. Not at all
convincing, okay?
Like I said, name a politician who doesn't.
And your opinion is very important. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez the Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Dreamer against protest.
Should I recall your answer is still the same one, Lori Chavez the Dreamer then, or Janelle Bynum?
Yes. Don't like her, but better than the alternative.
Okay. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last grade of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school
postgrad.
Graduate. Postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MBA.
No, not quite to a master's. So just put me as college graduate.
College graduate, bachelor's degree, okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed? Thank you. Moving forward, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living with you in your household?
Nope.
And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association or no?
No.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time.
Okay.
Yes. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.